Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
That's right, y'all. The podcast is back. We are officially 1 week away from Eagles training camp, and what better time to bring back the podcast than right and now? What is going on? I am your host today, Victor Williams of Eagles Wire from USA Today and the Liberty Line. I'm very excited to have the podcast back in the mix. I hope everybody is having a fantastic summer. Everybody's always keeping tabs on me, asking when the podcast is coming back. You know it's never gone for long. The last episode was way back in the first round of the draft, and had some real-life stuff to get through. Had layoffs. Layoffs suck in today's economy. Layoffs suck in general, but essentially and this job market and this economy had to kind of get my life together, but it's all good on this end. Hope nobody has to experience it, because uncertainty is certainly scary, but got it all together, got the schedule figured out, and the podcast is back in the fold just in time for Eagles training camp. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. It's kind of a tall ask, given I've been away for so long. But if you're able to do so, be sure to go ahead and take care of that for me. They do not go unnoticed, and I appreciate each and every one of you that leave reviews, that hit me up on Twitter, make sure I'm good, asking what's going on with the show on Instagram, anywhere else I've come across you guys, even in public, people who I never know. The funny thing about the public thing, when you kind of build a platform that's accessible to everybody, is I never know, even to this day, since I've been doing this for years now, I'd never know how to react when somebody recognizes me, whether it's at games, somewhere in the city, or at the gas station, the grocery store, what have you. Now, nobody here is a celebrity, mind you. Nobody's sitting here on their high horse, but I never know how to react when people are like, oh, you're that guy off Twitter, or oh, I love your Eagle stuff on the internet. And I always sit there like an idiot, like, oh, thanks. Like, I never know how to react to that stuff. But just know that I do appreciate you guys. It does make me feel good that I'm able to put out content that everyone enjoys, that you're able to digest, and it's easily accessible. And I can't wait to continue to do that for you. Eagles training camp is here 1 week away. We are going to be breaking down the positions, because there are a few of them that are kind of up in the air. You know, the Eagles have a lot of starters returning, especially on offense, but there are a couple headlines going in to this summer. And for this show, we are going to start with the cornerback position, arguably the most exciting position coming into this, because we have a few names that we have circled here that we can't wait to see what they do on the field, how they handle their position battles, so on and so forth. So we're going to be predicting the names that I think make the roster, talk about some names that could potentially be added to the roster down the road, and we'll see what we have by the end of all this. We'll start with cornerback today. We'll do more positions down the road. So for cornerback, the 6 cornerbacks I have making the roster, just to start here, Quinyon Mitchell, obviously, Cooper DeJean, Kelee Ringo, Eli Ricks, Adoree Jackson, Mac McWilliams. I think the Eagles will be keeping 6 players at the position. So starting with Quinyon Mitchell. Obviously, sensational rookie season after being selected 22nd overall last year. He showed that he can take the league's top receivers out of games, completely eliminated guys. We all have seen the Darrell Revis-like graphic of the top guys he shut down. Very, very impressive rookie year. Finished 2024 with 12 pass breakups. That was good for a top 20 in the NFL, and he certainly would have won Defensive Rookie of the Year if Jerry Verse wasn't racking up sacks in Los Angeles. But it's hard to get recognized as a corner, especially as a rookie one, because the less you hear your name, the better it is for you at that position. You don't want to be a cornerback and you're hearing your name all the time. You don't want to watch film back or the broadcast back, and the commentators are like, oh, there he is. He's getting picked on again. This guy's been getting picked on all game. Quinyon Mitchell didn't deal with any of that last year, so you didn't hear his name as much, and it's kind of hard to build up a Defensive Rookie of the Year campaign when you're not hearing your name over and over and over again. When Jared Verse is getting sacks all throughout the season, you constantly hear the name Jared Verse, Jared Verse, Jared Verse. So that's probably why, you know, in addition to his production, I don't want to make it sound like he wasn't producing, he didn't earn the honors, but I know the hearing the name on a redundant basis like that certainly helps your case. But Quinyon Mitchell will certainly be the Eagles CB1 next year and for years to come. Darius Slay no longer here, but Quinyon pretty much assumed that role as early as the spring last year, to be honest. You knew the minute you saw him. I say this a million times on this podcast that when I watched Quinyon in the Senior Bowl, I didn't think the Eagles would ever have a chance to grab him. I said he's going top 15, top 12. He's that good. And the fact that he fell to 22, I still don't believe it. And he proved in the spring and throughout the summer that not only will he be starting, he'll be on the field for a lot. And he was on the field quite often for the Philadelphia Eagles. I argue he was CB1 last year. While Slay was on and off the field with injuries and whatnot, Quinyon Mitchell was certainly more reliable. He made his impact early in the season. We're getting to the point where we almost have to ask ourselves how much money Quinyon Mitchell was going to cost us down the road. Sauce Gardner just became the highest paid cornerback in history. He's getting $30.1 million per year. I think he got $60 million guaranteed. So, man, I mean, his contracts continue to go up and up in value. And with the salary cap rising every year, with the broadcast deals and what have you that the NFL has going on, Quinyon Mitchell is going to make over 30. And I think Jalen Carter might be making 40 this time next year. So we'll be keeping tabs on that. And I think that Quinyon, I say that Quinyon made a bigger impact on the field last year than Sauce Gardner did. So that'll be something to keep on tabs as the years go by. Now, Cooper DeJean is an interesting case. He made a statement from the slot last year, contributed to the Eagles' turnaround after the bye week. Now, he replaced Avante Maddox, and I don't think his role is going to change too much in 2025, but Fangio did say that DeJean could see some outside and safety reps in base defenses. So we'll see what we have him doing in camp. I don't think that they'll go too off course with DeJean. You don't want to put too much on his plate, even though it seems like he is certainly built for it. I don't think he'll be returning punts anymore. They have Avery Williams here now. They got a couple guys. Adoree Jackson has, who we'll talk about in a second here. He has punt returning experience. I don't think they're going to be throwing Cooper DeJean at punt return duty anymore, given the impact he made in the Super Bowl with that pick six of Patrick Mahomes. You don't want him taking unnecessary hits. But I am intrigued to see what kind of alignments that they will have DeJean. You want a guy like Cooper DeJean on the field as much as possible. And when there's no nickel or slot on the field, how are you going to get DeJean? And it sounds like they might roll him out there in certain safety and outside corner situations. We'll have to see how good the safeties are, I guess. Number one, you got Reed, you got Makuba, who isn't signed yet. Got to keep an eye on what's going on there. A lot of second round picks not signed because I think there is some distance between agents and teams and second round picks on guaranteed money, I think, is the holdup. So Makuba is not signed. We'll have to keep an eye on that as well. But if somebody in the safety room is underwhelming, they'll look to get Cooper involved in the mix over there as well. He played a ton of it in college at Iowa, and he'll look to use that versatility in the NFL as well. But Cooper DeJean, your surefire starting nickel cornerback, that is not going to change. Now, one of the headlines of the summer, will Kelee Ringo seize the cornerback 2 job after developing for 2 years? He studied behind Slay and Isaiah Rodgers last year, and now he has the opportunity to go ahead and take that job with both of them gone. Now, had a fantastic spring, kept up with A.J. Brown downfield. He's probably the most athletic corner on the roster. 6'2", 200 pounds, 4'3 speed. We all saw it in college. He has the traits you want in a lockdown corner. It's just a matter of putting it all together on the field while not committing penalties is a big deal for a guy with that kind of frame. But I like his chances to win the job. He has all the athletic traits. He has the coaches. I really do think the Eagles are praying that they go ahead and he wins this job. They don't want to have to figure out another reason not to get Kelee Ringo on the field. It's tough to get by Slay and Isaiah Rogers last year, and I think that now he's going to have an opportunity to impress the coaches and show them why that he should be on the field. And I do predict that he will be the cornerback two. He'll be the cornerback two opening week against the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday night.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Now, if Kelee Ringo, given the opportunity, doesn't impress coaches, doesn't take that job, and is really struggling, and the Eagles have to figure out another option, Adoree Jackson is there if needed. Adoree Jackson got bulk of the first team work ahead of Ringo in OTAs, brings 7 years of experience. I think that they're hoping they don't have to use him as that option at CB2 on opening week, but that's why you sign a veteran guy like that in case of emergency, a guy with experience who's been in the league for a while, and you can plug him in there while you try and figure out a long-term solution. But I think that he is going to fill more of a... I told myself when the Eagles signed him that he is going to fill more of an Isaiah Rogers kind of role. I think he's going to be an insurance policy if somebody gets hurt, and you can rely on him in a stint if you need. Plug him in, and if somebody gets hurt in a third, you can count on him to finish a game, a situation like that. If you want him to play full games, I don't think you're in a good situation. He does have some regression over the last few years. I don't think he's the player he was in Tennessee or in the beginning of his tenure with the Giants. But he can get you through a game, and I think that the Eagles are hoping that they only need him in stretches and they don't need to rely on him for entire games. So I think that is the hope there. He's more of an insurance policy. That is kind of the role I'm expecting for Adoree Jackson here. Now, if they really have to go down the barrel here, Eli Ricks is interesting because the Eagles continue to keep him around. So Fangio must see something in Eli Ricks. He had a couple impressive reps against Tyreek Hill. Didn't have a good showing against the 49ers, but it's up and down for Eli Ricks, but he certainly has things that you like. He has the length. He has the ball skills. There's just no direct path to playing time for him. And with the window that the Eagles are in while they're trying to win multiple championships, do you have the time to sit and hope that Eli Ricks develops into something by the end of his rookie year? He's been here for 2 years now. He was an undrafted rookie, so he's not costing you a ton. But it might get to the point now where the Eagles will decide, should we trade him while he's worth something around the league and try and get some picks back? Because Eli Ricks isn't doing you any favors sitting on this roster. And I like Ricks as a player, as a prospect, and I think that he deserves playing time in the NFL. I just don't know if there's a route for him to get there on this Eagles roster when you have Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell and Kelee Ringo here now that we all expect to have substantial snaps. And if Eli Ricks isn't able to get playing time here, I feel like his agent would speak up and say, I want my client to be able to play somewhere else. You're kind of holding him hostage. And I think the Eagles would be interested in getting a pick for him should there be league-wide interest. And I know for a fact there is league-wide interest in Eli Ricks. So we'll see what happens there. But I certainly like him as a prospect. And if somebody gets hurt long-term, I think there is something there in Eli Ricks. I just don't know if Philadelphia is the place that he is going to excel in. I'm not sure if this is the place that he will thrive in, given the players that are in front of him. That's kind of my take there with Eli Ricks. Now, the wild card in all of this is Mac McWilliams, the Eagles' fifth-round pick out of UCF. They took him in this past draft. And, man, he's tiny, 5'10", 181 pounds, but you really can't tell when you watch his film. The guy plays much bigger than he is. He's competed with he had very good games against Travis Hunter and Tet McMillan of the Panthers. They both went top 10 in this past draft, so if that doesn't tell you something, then it should. He allowed just 22 receptions last year on 40 targets, 119 total yards. That's all he allowed last year at UCF. And like I mentioned, the reps against Hunter and McMillan. And I think that there is something here. He's projects as a nickel corner, but man, he played outside. He was lined up outside anyway in the Eagles walkthroughs. So I think McMillan believes he can play outside. It looks like the Eagles believe he can play outside. Now, I don't know what a 5'10 corner could really do against like NFL like receivers like DK Metcalf and guys of that nature. But you have a nice little project here. Somebody who has quick footwork, someone who has good ball instincts, somebody who knows how to disrupt routes off the line of scrimmage. I just don't know how that works in the NFL at that frame, but I like the things that I've seen from him. And if he believes he could play outside, who am I to say that he can't? No matter if I stare at the 5'10 and say he's a nickel corner. But I like Mac McWilliams, and I certainly am in love with his college tape. And I think that he was going to go a little higher in the draft, but the way the board fell, he was there for the fifth round for the Eagles. And I like what I see from him in film. We'll see what he does out there in training camp. Now, there's a couple names. Those are the six names that I have penned to make this roster. If Eli Ricks doesn't get traded, those are the six names I think happens. The Eagles also have Tariq Castro-Fields. They have A.J. Woods. They have Perry Nickerson. Fangio loves himself some Perry Nickerson. B.J. Mays and Brandon Johnson on the roster. Those guys will all get the opportunities to make the roster, obviously. But if the Eagles want some outside names, there's been a couple names that have been kind of filtering out there in the rumor mills through the rumor mill throughout the summer. So I want to get those names on your guys' radar as well. First, a name that I'm sure everyone has seen by this point, Asante Samuel Jr. Now, a lot of injury concerns with him, like shoulder issues. He has a neck checkup this month that should give teams an update where he is health-wise. That's the reason he hasn't been signed yet, as it has a neck thing going on, and teams are waiting for doctor reports and stuff of that nature. Now, Jeremy Fowler stated that Samuel was on the Eagles' radar about a month ago. And now, he's not a great tackler, but really, really good coverage skills when healthy. 35 pass breakups and 6 interceptions across his first 3 seasons with the Chargers. It's just all a matter of that injury, and you're already kind of like throwing your body around as it is. And when you have stingers and shoulder issues, that doesn't bode well. And that's why teams are kind of wary of picking him up as of now. So we'll listen to see what his neck looks like after that checkup. We'll see if the Eagles have any interest. Obviously, his dad played here from 2008 to 2011, led the league in picks in 2009, had 3 All-Pros while an Eagle, Asante Samuel, and also had an All-Pro season, I think, in that 2009 season. I'll have to fact-check that, but I think that's when it was. So it would be a fun story, you know, cool little lineage thing. Jeremiah Trotter already has that going. So it'd be fun if they get him here on a low-value kind of contract, 1-year prove-it situation. That's of course, right up Howie Roseman's alley. So we'll keep an eye on Asante Samuel Jr. as training camp approaches. Now, another name that I like a lot, a name that has been involved in trade rumors for some time now, Browns cornerback Greg Newsome II. His story is kind of strange because he had a really, really good 2023 season. 14 pass breakups, 2 picks, allowed a 74.8 passer rating when targeted. And the versatility is what really makes him intriguing. He played 1,400 snaps outside, 1,100 snaps at nickel. We all know Fangio loves himself a versatile defender. But the following year, he slid down to cornerback 3. He only started 3 games last year and dealt with a hamstring injury, I believe, down the stretch later in the year. So just a bunch of things all went wrong for Greg Newsome last year. And it looks like the Browns are really trying to get rid of him as he enters the contract here, are really trying to get something for him before he walks for nothing. It's starting to look like the Browns don't have interest in keeping Greg Newsome long-term. It doesn't look like he's factoring into their future plans. So the Eagles could get in there, poach him away, as he's in a contract year. He has a $13.3 million salary for 2025. So it is a little bit of a more expensive risk for the Eagles, a pricier gamble than Samuel would be. But the Eagles will be able to look at Newsom closely. They have a joint practice with the Browns on August 13th, so they can use that as an opportunity to get, in addition to everything else they have to do, obviously, at that practice. But they can get a closer look at Greg Newsom, see what he has to offer. And if the corners, like Ringo or somebody, isn't showing them what they hoped in camp, then they can go ahead and get Greg Newsom, and he can kind of be a one-year rental for you at that position as well. Very, very good player. He's been good for Cleveland. It just doesn't seem like Stefanski has Newsom in his long-term plans. So that is something to keep an eye on as well. So that is my current outlook on the cornerback position for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's one of the more intriguing ones coming into the summer. There's not a lot of positions that have a lot of movement, but cornerback is certainly an interesting one with Slay and Isaiah Rodgers now gone. We hope Ringo can take the mantle here, take the CB2 role so that we have Cooper, Quinyon, and Keely Ringo for the foreseeable future. That would be ideal. If not, Adoree Jackson is there. We'll see what happens with Eli Ricks, and we'll see if they look at any other names available on the open market to kind of bring in here and see what they have. We will break down another position tomorrow. I'm not sure. I haven't made the write-up yet, but I will do another episode tomorrow on another position walkthrough. Can't thank you guys enough for tuning into the episode and staying loyal to the show. I'm always shocked that when people listen to the episode months later after the last one, and it's still the downloads and the streams are all still there. And I can't thank you guys enough for remaining loyal, remaining patient. And we all know that I'm never gone for long. Follow me on Twitter as well as Instagram at the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. I will catch you guys on the next one, y'all. Go Birds. Football is almost here.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.